I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Kevin Blinkoff, editor at On the Water magazine. Off the tip of the Cape right now, there's plenty of excitement over bluefin tuna. Kevin, this is another migratory fish species, and this is their season in our area.
That's right. Bluefin tuna show up in our waters as early as June, but this is the time of year that the fishing can get really exciting. There's a fall bite that happens around Cape Cod when you have a lot of bait in the water, and it seems to have really just turned on this week, like you said, areas around the tip of Cape Cod, off of Provincetown, off of Race Point, off of the backside of Truro in an area called Peaked Hill Bar, and then on Stellwagen Bank, which is just a few miles north of Provincetown. Those are the areas, deeper water, a little bit offshore. That's where you tend to find these big bluefin tuna.
So how big are you talking about?
Well, bluefin tuna in our waters, they can range anywhere from 50 pounds up to over 1,000 pounds. And you'll see anglers with different types of gear like to chase them at different sizes. Most of the ones that we're hearing about right now, anywhere from 100 pounds up to 500 pounds plus.
Tell me a little bit about the gear that they're using and the different ways they go for them.
Well, if you've seen bluefin tuna fishing on television and the reality shows, they're chasing after what we call giant tuna. Those are the really big ones. And the gear they use for that, I mean, big broomstick, thick rods, giant reels that look like a winch. And that's really the way you have to land a fish that, you know, when you're talking 500-plus pounds. Probably the most popular way that sport fishermen chase them is by trolling. And that's using a little bit lighter gear and dragging lures along the surface of the water behind the boat to catch tuna and bring them in. But another very popular way that's really caught on Cape Cod in recent years is using tackle that looks a little bit more like striped bass tackle, lighter rods and spinning reels, and throwing lures that look like typical, say, striped bass fishing lures, except, of course, a little bit tougher. And that's a really exciting way because you're holding the rod, you're casting to the fish, you get to feel them hit, and it's more of a typical one-on-one hold the fishing rod and fight the fish to bring it in. And obviously, when you're talking 200-pound, 300-pound bluefin tuna, that's just an incredible battle.
What about protections for tuna? What are the regulations like?
Well, I think there is some misconception out there about bluefin tuna. They've been in the news a lot. They're actually quite well managed and there's very strict management. They're in the news because their numbers were down, but at the moment, the fishery is, like I said, fairly well managed and well handled. Recreational fishermen are allowed to keep two tuna per boat, and they have to be in two slightly different size classes. And then they're also allowed to keep one trophy fish, one of those giant tuna. You're allowed one per year.
And you need a special license to go for tuna.
You do. You need a highly migratory species permit, and that's not an individual license. That's actually a license that applies to your fishing boat. So before you go out and chase tuna, make sure you have one.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing now?
Well, other than the tuna, everyone's kind of excited about their small cousins, the false albacore and the bonito. And they come into more inshore waters that we've talked about down in Vineyard Sound and Buzzards Bay. More of a light tackle fish, 5 to 10 pounds, and that's still generating a lot of excitement. Besides that, bluefish in Buzzards Bay and striped bass in the Cape Cod Canal. It's a little quiet now. We're in between tides, but I expect that in the coming week or so, striped bass fishing will pick up again in the canal, probably in a big way.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.